Today's daf is Nazir daf Nun Gimel, and we are 8 lines from the bottom of daf Nun Beis Amid Beis Boi Rami Bar Chama. Today's daf is being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Chaim Elazar Ben Yibadol Chaim Reb Shimshon Aryeh. So we're moving along in the Ahala Sugyas that are tucked away at the end of Masechtas Nazir. Specifically, the Mishnah daf Mem Tes Amid Beis mentioned a list of parts of a mace that if a nazir would come in contact with, he would have to be megaleach. And as we mentioned in the introduction to all these dafin, the halacha is that a mace is metama. Not only is it metama, but it's metama, a very unique form of tumah chamura. Someone that comes in contact with a mace is himself an avatumah. Someone that comes in contact with a mace in order to become tar required the purification of the parah aduma. A mace is not only metama b'maga u'b'masa, but a mace is metama b'oil as well. One of the chidushim in tumas mace is that you don't need an entire mace in order to convey tumo, but even a chelik of a mace can convey tumo as well. Which parts of a mace convey tumo? Well, it depends. There are different lists depending on which sif katan in the world of Tumas Meis you're discussing. B'maga u'b'masa, there's one list. B'maga b'masa u'ba'oil, there's even another list. And then, as it relates to the sugya we're learning, a nazir who comes in contact with a meis, who has a very unique shulchan aruch of what he needs to now do in order to become tar, his list of what the definition of meis is unique as well. And really, that list is the list that was mentioned on Daf Mem Tes Amid Beis. Now, just to get a feel for the list, high level, because we're going to go knee-deep into it in today's daf. So again, you don't need an entire mace in order to convey the Tumas mace that would trigger all the halachas of the Nazir Tami. A part of a mace would be enough as well. Okay, so what is the definition of a part of a mace? Basar, if you have flesh of a mace, a kezayis. In fact, even if the basar decomposed, there's halacha l'moshe Mesinai known as netzel, a kezayis of netzel, just like a kezayis of basar, would be metama. What if you have dam, just blood? You don't have the whole mace, but this is blood that clearly came from a mace. A chatzi lug of dam is metama. What if you have atzomois? The halacha is a chatzi kav of atzomois, of a mace, would be metama in the sense that if a nazir comes in contact with it, he would have to observe all the different halachas. What about evarim? What if someone, a nazir, comes in contact with the aver of a mace? So the halachas as follows. If there's basar on the aver, basar, that had this aver been attached to a living body, could have regenerated to the point that it would be regular living flesh, so then the halacha is that the aver would be metama. What if you don't have basar? So then the aver is not metama, with the exception of the shedra and the gulgoilas. So that the shedra and the gulgoilas, they're unique evarim, they have the ability to be metama, even the nazir, to the point that he'll have to be megaleach, even if there's no basar. Shedra v'gulgoilas, or is it shedra oigulgoilas? That was Rami Bar Chama Shaila in yesterday's daf. Today's daf is going to begin with another Shaila of Rami Bar Chama, which we'll see in the course of the first part of the daf, is really me'inyin le'inyin ba'oise inyin to Rami Bar Chama Shaila of yesterday's daf. So, today's Shaila is going to, again, involve the laws of Tumas Meis as it relates to a nazir, as it relates to the atzomos of a mace, as it relates to the shedra and the gilgoylus of the mace. And really, the segue into Rami Bar Chama's next shayla is the end of yesterday's daf. So, at the end of yesterday's daf, the Gemara brought a Mishnah in Masechtas Idiyos. It's also a Mishnah Masechtas Aholos. A machloikis beshamai, beshilol, and shamai hazokin, as to when is it that roiva atzomis of a mace are metame ba'oil? Now, you're going to say, roiva atzomis of a mace are metame ba'oil? I thought the Mishnah was very clear. The Mishnah said, chatzikav atzomis is metame ba'oil. It's true. The Mishnah said chatzikav atzamis because the Mishnah was talking about what part of a mace is metame the nazir that he would have to be megaleich. But as it relates to regular, good old fashioned tumas mace, which is metame ba'oil, for that you don't need a chatzikav atzamis. But for that a roiva kav atzamis would be enough as well. And the machloekis b'sham b'sol and shamay was which atzamis of the roiva hakav of atzamis are necessary in order to have that tumah. We paskin like Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel's shita was roiva min hagviya, mi roiva habinyan, or mi roiva minyan. That the only time roiva hakava vatsamis is metama is if it was either from roiv minyan atsamis of the mace or roiv binyan atsamis of the mace. Roiva minyan means a person's made up of ramachivarim. So if you have roiv of the ramachivarim, Rishonim say 125 atsamis, really comes from a Mishnah Masechtas Aholos. So that would be the number. Roiv binyan means that it's not in Kamus so many atzamos, but in Eichos, it's the majority of the binyan of the structure, the Yerechayim, the Shoik, as the Gemara mentioned yesterday. But the point is, according to Beis Hillel, the only time Reiva Kav of atzamos is Matama Tumas Oil, again, nothing to do with another, is if you have either atzamos from Reiv Minyan of the Mace, or it's atzamos from Reiv Binyan of the Mace. What wasn't mentioned in yesterday's daf, and what Rami Bar Chama is taking for granted in his Ibaya is that just like Beis Hillel holds that Rav Akava Vatzomos of Rav Minyan and Rav Binyan would be Metama, so too, if you would have Rav Akava Vatzomos that came from either the Shedra or the Gulgoyles, that too would be Metama. It wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah Masechta Sahalas. It didn't come up, really, in yesterday's daf. But that's the hanocha that Rami Bar Chama is making in his Ibai. Without that hanocha, we don't have this next Gemara. So this is a hanocha that he's making. Now, it's a rational hanocha, because you find that the Shedra and the Gulgoyles are very unique in the laws of Ahalas. An Aver ordinarily could only convey Tumah if it has Basar on it, as opposed to the Shedra and the Gulgoyles, even if there's no Basar, it could convey Tumah. So there's no question the Shedra, the spinal column, and the gulgoylus, the skull of a person, are a varim chashuv and madlam oid in the world of Tumas Meis, and as a result, it's not such a far-fetched hanocha that Rami Bar Chama is making. But the bottom line is, that's his hanocha, that according to Beis Hillel, who of course we paskin like, that holds the reivak of atzomis, it's not any atzomis, but it has to be a set of atzomis that are chashuv. What's the definition of chashuv? Reiv binyan, reiv binyan. So adding to that list, did Rami Bar Chama, the same would be true if he had Reva Akava Vatzomis from the Shedra Gungoylis, that would be the same halacha. So with that hanocha, and with that introduction, we segue into Rami Bar Chama's second shayla. Zok the Gemara boy Rami Bar Chama, Reva Atzomis min Shedra Vigulgoylis mai. The Mishnah said that the only time a Nazir has to be Megalech, when he comes in contact with Atzomis, is if it was a Chatzik Avatzomis. But if it was only a Reva Kav Atzomis, then he wouldn't have to. Rami Bar Chama's Shaila is, what if it was a Reva Kav Avatzomis, and the Reva Kav came from the Shedra and the Gulgoyles? Would you still say that the Nazir doesn't have to be Megalech? Or maybe being that the Reva Kav is from the Shedra and the Gulgoyles, maybe there the Nazir would have to be Megalech. So the shaila is regarding a nazir, which is our sugya, who ordinarily is only megaleach if he comes in contact with a chatzikav of atzomis. The question is, if the atzomis came from the shedra gulgoylis, maybe over there you don't need a chatzikav, but maybe there a roiva kav of atzomis would be enough. Now, what do you see in Rami Bar Chama's shaila? Number one, the hanocha that we just spoke out, that a roiva kav of atzomis of the shedra and the gulgoylis is going to be metame, which we said is a chiddush, because Beis Hillel's shita is it has to come from roiv minyan or roiv binyan. The shedra and the gulgoylis is not roiv minyan, it's not roiv binyan either. But, like we spoke out, being that these are evarim chashuvim in the world of Tumas Meis, even not in the world of Tumas Meis, they're evarim chashuvim, so it's for that reason, a roiv akav from that would be enough. But you see even more than that. You see that the Shedra and the Gogoylis is actually more in terms of conveying Tumah than roiv minyan or roiv binyan. Because that's pashut in the Mishnah, according to Beis Hillel, when the Mishnah says a nos is only megaleach and chatzikav, not a roiv akav, it means even if it's from roiv minyan or roiv binyan. Because if it's not from Reiv Minyan and Reiv Binyan, then there's never Tumas Meis if it's Reiv Akav Atzomis. So the Chiddush of Nazir not being Megalech on Reiv Akav Atzomis is even if it's Reiv Minyan or Reiv Binyan. So it's a Meres that we know for sure that the Nazir is not Megalech if he comes in contact with Reiv Akav Atzomis, Reiv Minyan or Reiv Binyan. Still, Rami Bar Chama has a Shaila that maybe the Shedra and the Gulgoylis is more than Reiv Minyan or Reiv Binyan. So we're taking now Rami Bar Chama's Hanocha and we're upping the ante a little bit. It's mamish next level. Not only is the Shnedrin del Gilgoilis like Rav Minyan or Rav Binyan, but it's actually more than Rav Minyan or Rav Binyan. Ad kedei kach that Rami Bar Chama has a shiloh that when the Mishnah precluded the Nazir from being Megalech, if he comes in contact with Rav Atzomas, maybe that's only if it's from the Rav Minyan or Rav Binyan, not from the Shnedrin del Gilgoilis. Either way, this is Rami Bar Chama's shiloh. So, the Gemara. What other two tzadim? Do we say kiktani chatzi kavatzomis? This that the Mishnah said chatzi kavatzomis dafka for the nazir and not reva kavatzomis. Maybe that's eichet igam sharei varav. That's if that tzomis came from sharei varim, albeit reiv minyan or reiv binyan. I'll leave it the base of atlam and shedr v'gulgaylus the chamiri. But if it came from the shedr and the gulgaylus, which are evarim that are more chamor in the world of Thomas Meis, for the reiv atzomis, maybe even a reiv atzomis would be enough. No, maybe there's no difference. And when the Mishnah says dafka for a chatzi kavatzomis, it means dafka for a chatzi kavatzomis, and don't tell me, yeah, but it's from the Shedron, the Gogolos, and maybe the Rav Akav should be different. It could be there's no difference. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Rava said Toshma. I think I could bring you a raya from where? From the Mishnah. Literally from the Mishnah itself. The Mishnah mentioned Ivarim, that if the Nazir comes in contact with, he would have to be Matama. So ordinarily, any Aver would be Matama if it has Basar on it. But there are two Avarim, even if there's no Basar, it would be Matama. And that was the Shedra and the Golgoyla, says the Gemara. Rava talking, if you're going to tell me that if you have a Rav Akav from the Shedra and the Golgoyla, that alone would be enough to be Matama. Listen, Yal Rav Atzomis, Abam and Ashedra v'chulu. So why did the Mishnah say that if you come in contact with the whole Shedra and the whole Golgoylus, it's Metama, even if you didn't come in contact with the whole Shedra and the whole Golgoylus? Even if you came in contact only with a Rav Akav of Atzomis, you should be Metama. Now, the assumption in the Gemara's Raya, in Rava's Toshma, is that every Shedra and Golgoylus is bigger than a Rav Akav. So if you're telling me that Roiva Hakav of Atzomis is enough, so why would the Mishnah have to mention the entire Shedra and the entire Golgoylus? It sounds like you need the whole Chefetz of the Aver. What do I need the whole Aver for? As long as I have Atzomis that are from that Aver, I have the Atzomis from the Shedra, from the Golgoylus, that in and of itself should be enough. So Rava said, I think from the Mishnah itself, there's a clear Toshma that it's Chatzikav Atzomis, even if it's coming from the Shedra and the Golgoylus. But the Gemara says, how could Rava have said this? But Rava Uda Amar, didn't Rava himself say, Loi Nitzrucha Ella Veshedra VeGolgoylus She'em Behem Roiva Atzomis? It sounds like Rava himself refuted his own Tashma. Meaning, just taking the words of Rava in a vacuum, it sounds like he's responding to something very similar to what he himself said. As if there was a Shaila about Roiva Kav Atzomis from the Shedra Golgoylus. Somebody wanted to bring a raya from the Mishnah that mentions Shedra Golgoylus, which is Mashma, you need the entire Shedra Golgoylus. And Rav is being doiche it and saying that no. Maybe when the Mishnah said Shedra Golgoylus, it means where there's no Roiva Kav Atzomis. If that's the case, so Rav in one place brought a raya from our Mishnah, and in another place it sounds like Rav is being doiche the Mishnah from And for the Gemara, Basa the Shamim Rabbi Akiva, that it's true, Rava was Chayzer, you know when he was Chayzer, after he heard something from Rabbi Akiva. Now if you look in the Rishonim, good luck, you'll see there's a lot of confusion over here. First of all, the Rishonim don't know when this other Rava's statement was ever said. But Rava Huda Amar, when did Rava say this? I mean, the Gemara says he said it, but usually when it's Rava Huda Amar, we would have some preconceived information about Rava who once said something like this, and now we're shtelling too. And what's the Basa D'Shamim Rabbi Akiva? What did Rabbi Akiva ever say on this topic? The Rishonim Mocha, but if you look at Tosfos, Tosfos says, Lulei D'Mistafina. Imagine, this is Tosfos talking. So Tosfos was afraid to say what he's about to say. But Tosfos says, Lulei D'Mistafina, I would change the whole Gersa in the Gemara. And this is basically the way Tosfos learns the Gemara. Right after Rava says Toshma from the Mishnah, Tosfos inserts the following words. Amar Marukva, if you want to see it inside, it's Tosfos Dibur HaMaskel Basa D'Shamim Rabbi Akiva. Says Tosfos, the Lashon wasn't Rabbi Akiva, it was supposed to be Marukva. These are the words he inserts. Amar Marukva, Hacha B'Shedr V'Golgoyla She'em Behen Roiva Askin. So again, the Shiloh was Roiva Kava Vatzomis from the Shedra and the Golgoylus, would the Nazi be Megalech or would he not be Megalech? Rav said Toshma for the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Dafka the Shedra and the Golgoylus. It sounds like if you would only have a Roiva Kava of the Shedra and the Golgoylus, you wouldn't. Nice Raya. Marukva was chaylik. Marukva said you have no raya from the Mishnah because Hacha b'shedra v'gulgoyel shem them roiv askinon. You Rava are making a hanach in your raya. Your hanach is that the shedra v'gulgoyel are always going to be bigger than the roiv atzomis. It's not muchach. You can have a shedra v'gulgoyel that are smaller than a roiv. I mean that it's smaller than a roiv. That's why the Mishnah had to tell me what it told me. So the Mishnah wants to say that even if you don't have a roiv, if you have the ganze aver shedra v'gulgoyel, the halach is it's going to be metama. So after the Gemara brings Marukva, now the Gemara says va'amar Rava le'nitzruch. Didn't Rava himself once say what Marukva said? Now, it doesn't explain where that other Rava is, but at the very least, this is what the Gemara means. Didn't Rava himself once say exactly what Marukva said? That there's a mitzias that you can have a shadiv of gulgoyles that's less than a reva atzomas, and that's maybe what the Mishnah is referring to? Gemara says, it's true. Basa de Shame, not from Rabbi Akiva. Basa de Shame mi Marukva. Once he heard Marukva say what he said, that's when he was part of his shayla. But the bottom line is, we go back to the original question, and that is, when the Mishnah says that a nos is only megaleich on a chatzi kav atzomus, not an areva kav atzomus. Is that only if the atzomus came from Rav Minyan or Rav Binyan? So that ordinarily this tumas soil by areva kav by the nos it's more chomer, it's chatzi kav. Or even if it came from the shedra and the gulgoyles, shedra and gulgoyles is also matama bereva kav. Even according to Beisul, even though it's not mentioned in the Mishnah in the Halas. The assumption is that it's even more chomer than Rav Minyan or Rav Binyan, and the Gemara even has its side. This is Rami Bar Chama Safik. Could be the Nos would be Megaleach and a Rav Akava Atzomis if it came from the Shedra and Gilgal. Zok the Gemara Toshma, bring you a Raya. The Raya is going to be from Shammai's Shita, which was the third Shita mentioned in the Mishnah Naholis in yesterday's Daf. Shammai Yomer, Shammai said that as it relates to the Halach of Rav Akava Atzomis, that's Metamo. The Halach is Etzem Echad, even if you have one bone. Min Shedra, from the Shedra, Oymin Gulgoyles, or from the Gulgoyles. That in and of itself would be enough. So if you had one bone from either the Shedra and the Gulgoyles, that would be enough for Reva Kavatom. So again, what's the context of Shammai? Very much yesterday's daf. But the context was that Beisul says that the only time Reva Kavatom is Matamas is if it's from Minyan or Binyan. Beis Shammai said, Shnayim or Gimel, two or three Atzomis. Discussion whether Beis Shammai is Michalik with Beisul, not Michalik with Beisul. Shammai says, even one Etzem, from either the Shedra or from the Gulgoyles. So what's the Gemara's Raya? So it's not clear. So if you look at the Rush explains that the Gemara's Tashma is as follows. That being that you see Shammai holds, that the Shedra and the Gulgoyles are so chomer, that if you have one Etzem from either the Shedra and the Gulgoyles, ordinarily it would be Metama B'Reiva Akav. So it's not mistaber then to say that the Chachomim who were chaylik on Shammai would be chaylik mikotza la kotza, and rather it's mistaber that they also give tremendous chashivas to the Shedra and the Gulgoyles. Now they're chaylik with Shammai, with Shammai's halacha, but hamiya they would give a chashivas to the Shedra and Gulgoyles. That what? That if the Nazir would be metama to a Reva Akav of Atzomis from the Shedra Gulgoyles, he would be metama. So really, it doesn't have so much shaychus to Shammai's halacha. But we're just taking out one knech, that if you see Shammai already holds, that the Shedra and the Gulgoyles are so choshev and so chomer in the world of Tumas Meis, that one etzem from the Shedra and the Gulgoyles has the ability to be metama. So it's misnabi that the Chachamim would hold the same I'll call upon him with regards to Reva Kav Atzomis regarding the Nos. But the Gemara says he can't bring a raya from Shammai. Why? Because Shammai the Machmir Tmei. Because Shammai, like the Gemara said yesterday, was always very Machmir. And this Sugya is very, very Machmir. So it could be, it's true, Shammai is very Machmir. And it could be the Chachamim are literally Minakotza, Lakotza. Don't bring me rayas. If Shammai holds like this, it's Mestaba the Chachamim hold almost like that. No, it could be Shammai is Mamish. In a completely different realm as it relates to all these halachas. Says the Gemara, one more ribaya on this point, and that is, lifshut mina, could we be poshut from Shammai in the reverse? But you can't be poshut from the fact that Shammai says, etzemech menash adem nagogoyles, that the nazar would be megaleach, but maybe we shouldn't be poshut just the opposite. How so? Because time of the Shammai, the machmer. Davka Shammai, who was Machmer, he was the one that said Etzemecha Menashedra Megulgoyles. Holy Rabbanon. But as it relates to Rabbanon, that were not so Machmer like Shammai, there it's Mistaber Adi'iko Chatzi Kavatzomis. Meaning, Faker, let's go. That Shammai is so Machmer, so he's the one that holds Etzem Echem and Ashedra Gulgoyles. But the Chachamim were chilek with Shammai, and they don't agree that Etzem Echem and Ashedra Gulgoyles is Metama in and of itself, when you have Reva Akav. It's Mestaber then that they also wouldn't be Machmer regarding the Nazir, and they wouldn't hold that if you have Reva Akav from the Shedra and the Gulgoyles, that it would be Metama the Nazir. It's hard to understand what the question is. The Rosh doesn't either understand 100% what the question is, like we'll see in a second, but the Gemara says, Duma, I don't think you could bring it right, because it could be Adkan, like Pligi Rabbanon Leo, the Shammai, Ela Be'atzem Echad. It's true that the Rabbanon weren't so machmer like Shammai, but that was regarding that particular halacha. Regarding the halacha, that Etzem Echad and Asher Edrim Vilgogoylis would be Metama of Reiv Atzomis, but if you already have a Reiv Akav of Atzomis, then it's different. Could be after the Rabbanon Moidu, maybe even the Rabbanon would be Moidu, even here they would be machmer. So first the Gemara thought, Toshma, from the fact that Shammai was so machmer and Shedrim Vilgogoylis, that's a reason that to assume that the Chum would also be so machmer, because you don't want to be marchik the machloikis more than you have to. Mar says, maybe not. Maybe Shammai is very machmer. Maybe the Chum are not so machmer. I think Mar said, fakir. If Shammai is the one that's so machmer and the Chum are not so machmer, then it's mistabe that the Chum would be makel over here too. The Mar says, mechateisi. Maybe they're makel there. Who said they're makel here? So the truth is, Poshup Shan in this Gemara is very, very shver. And the Rosh says, I don't understand. Meaning, up until this last Toshma, as long as you work with the Gersois, but this last Toshma, the Rosh says, to me, is a shtickle sisri Torah. I don't understand the tzushtal. How are we telling too whether the Nazir would have to be Megaleach on Reva Kavat Somis from the Shedra and the Gulgoylis to Shammai Shita that an Etzem Echot min HaShedra oy min HaGulgoylis is going to be Metamba Ba'il? It's two separate Shailas. First of all, it's two separate Shailas because it's not the same Shaila. Also, that's discussing good old-fashioned Tumas Olis. We're dealing with the regular Reva Kavavat Somis that ordinarily is Metamba Ba'il. And there's Machloik of the Shammai Yisrael, Shammai, how much you need. Shammai has a Shita, Etzem Echot min HaShedra HaGulgoylis. So we're telling to that Shita Shammai to our Sugya, which is discussing Tumas Olis, I understand, but the unique Tumas Olis of the Nazir, when the Nazir is Megalech and not Megalech. So, Freik the Rosh, I don't understand how you're telling to the two things. I am Barash. The Rosh explains that Rami Barachama's second Shaila was really Rami Barachama's first Shaila. I think we were Mekayan, what we need to be Mekayan for Dafyomi purposes. But if you want to know just the bones, pun intended, of the Rosh's Mahalach, it's that really the two Shailas of Rami Barachama were the same. And really the core of Rami Barachama's Shaila of whether the Nazis Megalech and Reva Kav of Atzomis and of Shedra Gilgoylis is tolui in whether it's Oy Shedra Oy Gilgoylis or it's Shedra Vigilgoylis, and that's how he makes everything work. Either way, Zokta Gemara Vaita. The rest of the daf is lighter. I mean, not mamish, but lighter. Omer Rabbi Eliezer said, so the Hanocha of today's daf, and really a lot of the last few dafin, and coming dafin, has been that the Shulchan Aruch of when someone becomes tameh if he comes in contact with a mace, and when a nazir has to be megaleach when he comes in contact with a mace, not the same Shulchan Aruch. And the definition of mace regarding tumas oil versus the definition of mace as it relates to what is considered a mace, so that the nazir, if he comes in contact, would have to be megaleach, etc., etc., is not the same. Two very noticeable differences is that ordinarily, revius of dam is metama. As it relates to the Nazir, it's a chatzi lug of dam. Ordinarily, a roiv akav of atzamas is matam. When it comes to the Nazir, it's a chatzi kav atzamas. How do we know this? We keep on repeating this. We know it because if you learn Mishnayis, you learn the Mishnah Masechtas Nazir, on daf mem tes amid beis, al elu tumas ha-nazir megaleich, and then you learn a holis perik beis, which discusses which parts of a meis amatam abayil, you'll see. As it relates to the Nazir, it's a chatzi kav of atzomis, and it's a chatzi lug of dam. As it relates to regular tumas oil, it's a reva kav of atzomis, and it's a revius of dam. So it's clear that there's a distinction in the world of what the definition of atzomis is, what the definition of blood is, with regards to regular tumas oil, and with regards to when the Nazir has to be megalech. This next Gemara is going to tell us the rest of the story. It's a Braisa. The author of the Braisa is Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer is going to tell us that not all the Chachamim were in agreement that the definition of dam and atzomis differs between regular tumas oil and with regards to when the Nazir has to be megalech. Zok tigmar, Am Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said, "Skeinim arishoinim, the skeinim arishoinim, the free of the gedoyres, mektasan hoyoymen." There were those that would held that chatzi kav atzomis vechatzi lag dam lechom. That whenever you're discussing tuma, what does the call mean? It doesn't matter if you're discussing yes tuma, not tuma, or even if you're discussing the Nazir being megalech. It's always a chatzi kav atzomis, and it's always a chatzi lag dam. Roy vatzomis v'revias dam loy lekol. But a roy vatzomis and revias dam loy lekol, meaning fagunish. It's never enough in order to convey tum. Mikhtasin hoya, I mean the other scheme that said just the opposite. Af roiva atzomis revias dam lakal. It's always a roiva atzomis. Again, it doesn't matter what halach and tumi you're discussing, it's always going to be a roiva. Bezin shalach reim amru. However, then a later bezin came, and they said as follows. Chatzi kav Samois, Vachatzi Lugdam Lakoil, that as it relates to a Chatzi Kavav Atzamos and a Chatzi Lugdam, that's considered Tumah for everything. However, Roiv Atzamos for Revius Adam is not considered Tumah for everything. L'chumah v'kachem, it's considered Tumah, Avaloi v'nazah v'yisah Pesach. But as it relates to another Roiv Atzamos, Revius Adam is not enough, because then you need a Chatzi Kav, and then you need a Chatzilog, and the same is true in Yonah Diyayim for Isa Pesach. What's considered Tomei regarding Pesach Rish and Pesach Sheni, that too, if somebody would come in contact with only a Roiva or a Revius, not a Chatzi, then he would not be considered Tomei as it relates to the halacha of Korban Pesach. The bottom line is that you see the history of this halacha was there were three shittas. There were the shittas that it's always a Chatzi, there were shittas that it was always a Roiva, and then there were shittas that it depends, that there's two separate lists. What are we paskin like? The third shita, that's obvious. We paskin like the Bezdin Shalach Areyim. We paskin that it depends. You have the list in the Holos Perik Beis, and you have the list in Nazir Perik Zayin. So it says the Gemara, Mechdi Ein Hachrosh Shlishas Machras, which the Rishonim explain that the third shita is not a compromise between the first two shitas. Meaning, you find in Halacha sometimes that Yovi Akosav HaShlishi V'Yachri B'nei. So you have three shitas. So if there's a third shita, that's a compromise, believe it or not, in Halacha, we defer to compromise. It's something that we actually like. Chalikas and Shas, yesh hechra, ein hechra. But that's like a real thing, hechra. So that's a very, very real thing. Comes up in Hilchas Sanhedrin. There's different dinim as it relates to compromise. But this third sheet is not a compromise. What's the compromise? There's a chiluk between Nazir, Pesach, and everything else. I mean, it is a compromise, because regarding some halachas we're saying it's roiva, other halachas we're saying chatzi, but there doesn't seem to be any svara, any rationale, any methodology here to this hachra. So what's pashup shat in that shita? Why would Rebbe have been boicher in that shita versus the other two shitas? I'm Rav Yaakov Aridi. Rav Yaakov Aridi said, Mipichagi Scharya Umalachi, that there was a Messiah that traced itself back to the Neviim Achroinim, Chagi Scharya Malachi, who held that that's the way it is, and it was based on that Messiah that Rebbe Paskin the way he Paskin. How could you Paskin based on Neviim? Based on Chagi Scharya Malachi? What happened to Torah Leib Shemayim? What happened to Ilah Mitzvah? She'in Navi Rashoy L'Chadash Dovah Me'atav Adoylam? Migil Daf Gimel, it's Ayin Behagoyis Marzach. Tzvi Ashchayis has a comment right here on this Gemara. The Ayin Oid, but related raid bites, as it relates to this inu we spoke about the 7.5 years ago, that how is it possible that Rebbe was Machriya based on a Vian? Tarul Lebeshamayim. So Lachura, if you have a Lamdin comes in, he says a Shir, Sinai, Oikaharim, whatever, okay, you can follow that. But Chagis, Chari, Malachi, it sounds like they said this Alpinavuah. Alpinavuah, they were Machriya, this Halacha. Lachura, this is not something that Shaykh, Ayin Shab. Either way, Zokta Gemara Vaiter, it's ended the Mishnah. Al Elu Anazim Megalech. So referring back to the Mishnah. Mishnah began and said, Al Elu Tumois Hanazim Megalech. And then we had the long list. Allah Meisval Gzaisman, Allah Meisval Gzais, Netzavim Leitarvid Rekiv, etc., etc. And then the Mishnah said again, Al Elu Anazim Megalech. On these, the Nazah has to be Megalech, right? Because that's what's unique about this list. Umazim Shlishi Vishvi, Vesayses Akkoidman, etc., etc. So Gemara wants to know why the Mishnah used the words Al Elu. Al Elu is a little bit superfluous. It sounds like it's coming to be Marbis something, to be Mamayit something. What exactly is Al Elu coming to do? Says the Gemara, Al Elu Dereshal. The first alel that was mentioned in the Mishnah was mentioned why? Lamute etzim kisayra. To teach me that a nazir who comes in contact with an etzim, a bone that's the size of a barley, it's like a sa'ira, it would not be metama b'oil. Now, an etzim kisayra is metama. It's metama b'maga u'b'masa, even for the nazir. It's before in the Mishnah. Mishnah said, b'al etzim kisayra, al magoy v'al masoy. But what we mean when we say lamute etzim kisayra means that the Mishnah started off alelu tumazanaz megaleach. And the Mishnah says, Al Magon, Al Mason, Va'al Ahilon, as it relates to something of a mace, being Metame B'maga B'masu B'oil, that's Lemute Etzem Kisayr, because Etzem Kisayr is Metame B'maga B'masa, but it's not Metame B'oil as well. Now, Tosfos asks a very obvious question. What do I need the words Al Elu, Lemute Etzem Kisayr? It's mentioned before in the Mishnah. Mishnah mentioned Etzem Kisayr, right? Again, if you just want to see it inside. Mishnah Al Elu Tumas Anaz Megalech mentions a long list, and then it says, all these things are Al Magon, Val Mason, Val Ahilon. And then it says, the next words, Val Etzem Kisayra, is Metame B'mago B'masa. So, the Gemara, why did it say Al Elu in the beginning of the Mishnah? To teach me that the only time it's Maga Masa and oil is if it's not Etzem Kisayra. But Etzem Kisayra is going to be Metame only B'mago B'masa. Ayashkoyach. He told it to me right in the beginning of the Mishnah. But it's Mefurish in the Mishnah. So Taisa asks the Kasha, and Taisa says, Yeshloima Tani V'hada Mefarish. That this is sometimes what the Tana of the Mishnah does. Okay. Val Elu, the Seifa of the Mishnah also mentioned the word Al Elu. It said that the Al Elu de Seifa, that's Lamu'ute Evan Haschuches. What's that coming to be Mayit? That's coming to be Mayit Evan Haschuches. What's an Evan Haschuches? So we're going to see more about an Evan Haschuches in tomorrow's daf. But Tosfos gives a very simple explanation. Tosfos says there was a wall, and there were two or three stones that were Yoitzin from this wall or from this fence. Tumah was underneath one of those stones. Another walked underneath one of them. He doesn't know which one he walked underneath. So the halacha is that as it relates to the Nazir is not going to be Tameh, and he's not going to have to be Megaleach if he had such a situation. Again, a lot more about that in tomorrow's daf. And that's what the Al Elu of the Seifa is. Again, what did the Seifa say? The Seifa said, Val Elu Anazah Megaleach, so that's coming Lamute, Evan Aschuches, that if a Nazir walked underneath an Evan Aschuches, he would not have to be Metami. Here too, Tosfos asks that this halach of Evan Aschuches is going to be mentioned Mefurish in tomorrow's daf. So if it's going to be mentioned Mefurish in tomorrow's daf, so then why do we need Al Elu in this mission to mention it? So Tosfos says, "V'tzarech loyim." The last words of Tosfos on Amud Aleph: "The hachinami tani v'hadem mefarish kemoi etzem kisairas." You have to say it's the same thing, that the two Al Elus which were coming to teach me halachas, one is lamute etzem kisairas, the other one was lamute even aschuches. These are two things that are really mefurish. First one was mefurish in the first mishnah, the second one is mefurish in the second mishnah. But apparently that's the derech of the Tana, that it's tani v'hadem mefarish. Either way, the chatzin kavatzamis. The mishnah mentioned chatz. That if a nazir comes in contact with it, he has to be megalech. So the Gemara chatzik kavatzamis in roivatzamis loy. Sounds like dafka becomes a contact with a chatzik kavatzamis, but a roivatzamis not. Which I think we know that by now. So the Gemara says like this: Hey chidami, what are we talking about? If it's discussing where the atzamis that are less than a chatzik kavatzamis had atzamis that was size of a sa'ira, then Tepeklei, Mishum Etzem Kisaira. Tepeklei, you're anyways Tomei, because of Etzem Kisaira. Elos, the Gemara says, you have to say, it's talking about the Akmech Akmuchi. It's talking about where these Atzomis were refined into dust, and they look like flour, and as a result, there's no Etzem that's Kisaira, and that's why you have to come on to the Chatzikav Atzomis. Now, it's hard to read this Gemara, as Tosfos points out, like so many Gemaras in Masechtas Nazir, Befrati is more recent often, but let's just read the Gemara again one more time. Chatzikav Atzomis in, Reva Atzomis like. The only time a nazir is metam is if you have a chatzikav. If you have a roiva kavatzomis, it's not metam. What are we talking about? If there's atzomis that are kisa'ira, typically mishum atzom kisa'ira. It sounds like the Gemara's kasha is on chatzikav atzomis. That Mishnah is telling me chatzikav atzomis is metam. Why do I need the chatzikav atzomis? Just have one etzim that's kisa'ira. You would think if you have a half a kavav atzomis, this fishura, an etzim that's the size of a sa'ira, and well, it's talking about the akmach akmuchi, it's talking about where you don't even have one etzim that's the size of a sa'ira. Freik tais tarachin, I can't read the Gemara. Why can't I read the Gemara? It's pasha why tais can't read the Gemara. Because the etzim kisa'ira, the nose is not megaleachon. So what's the kasha? The Mishnah says, chatzi kavatzomis, the nose has to be megaleach. Freik the Gemara, why only chatzi kafu? You don't have one etzim kisa'ira? I do. But the etzim kisa'ira, the Mishnah said, is not metama. It said it's metama b'magu b'masa, but it's not metama b'oil. We just read it. Al elu lemute etzim kisa'ira. That was the last Gemara that we just learned. So what's the Gemara's cash? Chatzi kavatzomis is metama. Why do we need a chatzi kaf? I have an etzim kisa'ira. That's Kisaira is not metama, right? Soktoises, you have to say. I mean, as dochuk as it's going to sound, but you have no choice, you have to say as follows. That it's going to emerge from the hemshech of Daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis, that when the Mishnah says, Chatzi kavatzomis ametama, and the diik is, Chatzi kavatzomis in, Roi vatzomis loy, when we say Roi vatzomis loy, we don't mean that Roi vatzomis is not metama at all when it comes to a nazar. What it means is it's not metama ba'oil, but it is metama b'maga u'b'masa. In fact, Tosfos says it's going to emerge from learning the Hemshech of Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis that the Iker Chiddush of the Mishnah when it said Chatzi Kavatzomis is metama b'nazar and that the nazar has to be megalech is that Reva Kav, he also has to be megalech or be b'maga u'b'masa. So the Mishnah says that a nazar has to be megalech becomes a kata with Chatzi Kavatzomis. B'maga b'masu b'oil. It's a chiddush, right? But that's not even the ikka chiddush. The ikka chiddush is that the only time it's b'maga b'masu b'oil is if it's chatzi kaf. But if it was roivak kaf, it would be metamba b'maga b'masa, and thus is actually the ikka chiddush. How would I know the other chiddush? If that's the ikar chiddush and this is the tafel, how could that not also be the ikar chiddush? Because then I'm supposed to know from the next Mishnah. Again, this is all going to become clear at some point. Hopefully. That's Hashem Yisbarach. But the bottom line is that when the Mishnah is saying, this is what we need. Chatzi kav atzomis is metame magam asa b'ayil. The Mishnah is saying two things. Chatzi kav atzomis is metame b'magam asa b'ayil. And roiva kav atzomis is metame b'magu b'masa. On that fake the Gemara, why do I need the Mishnah to tell me that Roiv HaKav HaTzomis is Metame B'Magro B'Masa? We just said that it's the Iker Chiddush, or at the very least, co-Iker Chiddush of the Mishnah. What do I need that for? That's Pasha that should be Metame, Alts the Etzem Kisayra. Meaning, just like we're assuming that the Chatzi Kav HaTzomis is going to have an Etzem Kisayra, the Roiv HaKav HaTzomis is also going to have an Etzem Kisayra. So let's assume for sure that there's an Etzem Kisayra. And if there's an Etzem Kisayra, so that should be Metame. And Etzem Kisayra is Metame with what? B'Magro B'Masa, like the Roiv HaKav Thomas is Metame B'Magro B'Masa. So faith the Gemara. So again, the question is not from Chatzi Kav HaTzomis in Roiva HaTzomis Loi, from the Chatzi Kav HaTzomis part. It's Chatzi Kav HaTzomis in Roiva HaTzomis Loi. Roiva HaTzomis Loi meaning not ba'oil, but yeah, B'Magro B'Masa. And that's actually the Chiddush in the Mishnah, or for sure one of the Chiddushim in the Mishnah. Faith the Gemara, what do I need that for? Typically, you have Etzem Kisayr, and that's the Gemara's Teretz, the Am Kechek Muchi. Incidentally, the Raya to Tais Pshah is because why the Mishnah mentioned Chatzi Kav HaTzomis in Roiv HaTzomis Loi? What does it have to do with the point of the Gemara? If the Gemara means to ask a kasha, that what do I need Chatzi Kav HaTzomis? Typically, you have an Etzem Kisayra. So what does it have to do with Roiv HaTzomis Loi? Roiv HaTzomis Loi, it sounds like it's part and parcel of the Gemara's kasha, Pashup Shat. The reason it's part and parcel of the Gemara's kasha is because the kasha is from the Diyek. The kasha is not from Chatzi Kav HaTzomis in, it's from Roiv HaTzomis Loi. And what does Loi mean? Not Loi, it's an Ish Metame. Loi, it's not Metame B'Oil, but it is Metame B'Magro B'Masa. And that's part of the Chiddush of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah's coming to tell me that Roiv HaTzomis is Metame B'Magro B'Masa. What do I need that for? Tape it later that I anyways have the Etzem Kisa Oira. Either way, next Gemara. Al Eivim and Ames. So the Mishnah said that if you have an Eivir min Ames, or even an Eivir min Achai, if there's Basar Karoi, what's Basar Karoi mean? There's enough flesh, Gidim also, by the way, the Rambam says. But there's Basar and Gidim, but enough Basar that it would regenerate if it was still Mechubah to the Guf, then it's going to be Metama. So the only time an Eivir is Metama is if there's Basar that is so much that it would regenerate. What the Mishnah refers to as Basar Karoi. The exception to that, when is an Eivir Metame, even if you don't have Basar Karoi, that's the Shedra V'Gulgailus. Shedra V'Gulgailus, Shedra V'Gulgailus, but that's the Shedra and Gulgailus. Either way, the Gemara now is going to bring a Machlokes from Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish regarding the halacha of Eivir Min Ames and Eivir Min Achai, She'ein Haleim Basar Karoi. That's going to be the subject of this Machlokes. We're going to start the Gemara now. We'll finish it tomorrow, Bez Hashem, and then we'll speak out some raids. Zokti Gemara. Ein aleim basa karoi, mai. What happens if you have an Eivim ben Ames, Eivim ben Achai, and there's no basa karoi? Mai, what's the halacha? Freitosis, mai, what's the halacha? I don't read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if it's basa karoi, then it's metama. If there's no basa karoi, it's not metama. What's the shayla? So Tosfos says, you have to say that the Gemara shayla is whether it's metama b'magu b'masa. The Mishnah said, al elu advarim, and these are the things that the Nazir is Megaleach. And then the Mishnah said, B'magam Masa Oil. Eivir min Ames and Eivir min Achai Sheishlin Basar Karoi was in the Magam Masa Oil group. So we know for sure that if there's no Basar Karoi, it won't be Metama B'magam Masa Oil. What about Magam Masa? The threshold for Magam Masa is a lower threshold. It's a more inclusive list. So the question is, Eivir min Ames, Eivir min Achai She'ein Aleim Basar Karoi, is it Metama B'magam Masa or is it not? Rabbi Yechon said, Eina Nazir Megaleach Aleim. That no, it's not metame at all as it relates to the nazir. I mean, the nazir does not have to be megaleich at all if he comes in contact with an eivir min ames she'ein aleim basar karoi. Shlokasham nazir megaleich aleim. He would have to. Rabbi Yochanan ein nazir megaleich aleim. Rabbi Yochanan said that I have a raya that the nazir doesn't have to be megaleich. Why? Daktani bereish aleim min ames val eivir min achai v'chulu she'esh aleim kezayis basar in avol ein aleim. The Bach takes out the word kezayis, right? There was no halach of kezayis. The halach is basa karoi. So the Bach takes it out. But either way, Rabbi Yochanan said, now I know I'm right, because the Mishnah didn't mention it. The Mishnah mentioned all the things that the Nazir is Megaleach, and the Mishnah didn't mention anything about Eivir min Ames, She'ein Aleim basa karoi. It was not mentioned anywhere in the Mishnah. And just to be clear, it wasn't mentioned in the Magam Masa and Oil Chelik of the Mishnah. Also wasn't mentioned the Magam Masa Chelik of the Mishnah. Correct, because the Mishnah had a Sefer where the Mishnah mentioned Etzem Kisayra, that's Metama B'Magu B'Masa. So it wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah. Obviously it was omitted for a reason, right? Rav Shimon Lakashayim Megalech. Shimon Lakash says, no, I hold Taker, it's Megalech. And now I know, because Midalik Tani B'Sefer. The Sefer is the next Mishnah, Daf Nun Dalet. The next Mishnah that we're going to learn tomorrow is going to list a whole bunch of tumos that the Nazir is not Megaleach. Right? It's the antithesis of the first Mishnah. First Mishnah is, these are the things that the Nazir is Megaleach. And the next Mishnah is going to be the things that the Nazir is not Megaleach. And it's not mentioned the list of things that the Nazir is not Megaleach. So Rabbi Yochanan said, it's not mentioned the things that the Nazir is Megaleach. So obviously he's not Megaleach. Rish Lager said, it's not mentioned the list of things that the Nazir is not Megaleach. So obviously he's not Megaleach. I mean, they both sound like good arguments. So Rabbi Yochanan, what's Rabbi Yochanan going to say to Rish Lakish's Taina? Meaning, why wasn't it mentioned in the second Mishnah as being something that the Nazir is not Megalech? The Mishnah should say that if the Nazir comes in contact with Evim Min Ames, Evim Min Achai, She'in Aleim Basa Karoi, the halacha is, even if it's B'magu B'masa, he's not Metama. So Rabbi Yochanan's going to tell you there was no reason to mention in the second safe of the Mishnah. Why? Because he's supposed to know it from the first Mishnah. The Mashma Michlala Laiktani B'Seifa. Why do I have to mention in the second Mishnah? I'm supposed to know it from the first Mishnah. Meaning, Michlal Lavata Shemeyahein, I know already from the first Mishnah. So why do I have to mention it again? Meaning, the Mishnah in the first Mishnah went through the idea of Avim and Ames when it's Metama, when it's not Metama. And it says if there's Basa Karoi, it's Metama that the Nazir would have to be Megalech. Okay, so I know the halacha of Evim and Ames. So why do I have to mention it again in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Dalet? That if it doesn't have Bas, obviously, I know from the first Mishnah. So anything that's implied and inferred from the first Mishnah doesn't have to be chazed over in the second Mishnah. The list of things that are going to be mentioned in the second Mishnah at the Nazir Nama Galech are things I wouldn't really know 100% from the first Mishnah. This is something I know already from the first Mishnah. Therefore, it did not have to be mentioned. The Gemara says, is that so? You're going to tell me everything mentioned? That's a big statement. Everything mentioned in the second Mishnah are things that I would have never been able to infer from the first Mishnah. Meaning, the things that the second Mishnah is going to say, Einan Nozim Galech, are things that I would have never known that from the first Mishnah, the Gemara says. Let me give you two examples where I'm not so sure that's true. Number one, V'chatzi kavat samos, the Mishnah that Pem Tesam Bey said, that a Nozim comes in contact with chatzi kavat samos, he's... it has to be Megalech. The Mishnah Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, the second Mishnah mentions that if he comes in contact with Roiv HaKav HaTzomus, he doesn't have to be Megalech. Didn't I know that from the first Mishnah? If the first Mishnah said Chatzi Kav, I knew it's Chatzi Kav in Roiv HaKav Loi, like the Gemara said on the top of the Amud. Besides, if I know Mishnah is a Holos, I for sure would know that, because there I know it says Roiv, here it says Chatzi. So the Diyek is so glaring. So, and it was still mentioned in the second Mishnah. So it's a Taina on Rabbi Yochanan. So fake the Gemara. Don't I know that? Again, inside. V'chatzi kavat zomis demash v'chatzi kavat zomis in reivat zomis loy v'ktoni b'seifa reivat zomis. So the Gemara says, the reason the Mishnah mentioned reivat zomis in the second Mishnah was to teach me a very important halacha that I wouldn't have otherwise known. To clarify what the Mishnah meant when it said chatzi kavat zomis. And that is, hosom ilav reivat zomis. Had it not said reivat zomis, havamina, I would have thought, afilu al magoi, I would have thought that when the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tesam Bei said that it's Davka Chatzi Kavat Zomis, it's true. Sai for Maga, Sai for Masa, and Sai for Oil. Lahochi Itzrich Lemisni Roy Vat Zomis. That's why the second Mishnah mentioned Roy Vat Zomis, to teach me that it's the Al Ahilon who the Inan Ozim Galech, that it's only for Tumas Oil that the Roy Vat Zomis is not Metama. However, if it's Tumas Mago Masa, the Roi Vatzomis is Matama, like we spoke at on the top of the Yomid. But the point is, I only have that clarification based on the two Mishnahs. Being that I have one Mishnah that says Chatzi Kavatzomis, and I have another Mishnah that says Roi Vatzomis Loi, somehow from the combination of those two Mishnahs, I know the Halacha. The Halacha comes klar. And that is, as it relates to oil, you need a Chatzi Kav, and as it relates to Mago Masa, a Roi Vatzomis is going to be enough. This is the Gemara that Tosis was referring to when Tosis explained the Gemara in Amanal, on the top of the Yom. Where you see from here that the Mishnah that said Chatzi Kavatzomis is really saying two things. It's saying Chatzi Kavatzomis is Metame, and it's also saying that Roi Vatzomis is Metame and Mago Masa. But the point is that that's why the Mishnah had to chazer it over to bring out this halacha with a klarka. But the Gemara has one more kasha. V'chatzi lugdam. What about chatzi lugdam? The Mishnah mentioned chatzi lugdam, and it's very obvious what the diak is. Dafka chatzi lug and not revius alug. And yet the Mishnah on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph mentions revius dam, right? So chatzi lugdam. Sham mino chatzi lugdam in revius dam loy. Viktoni b'seifer revius dam, and still in the seifer it's a revius dam. So the Gemara says, and here too there's a major girsa shaila. So we'll go with the girsa of Tosfos, and that is hasam lafuke mit Rabbi Akiva, which takes out the next two lines, which ends our daf abruptly. Hasam is lafuke mit Rabbi Akiva. Who's Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva has a shita that revius dam is mitama. B'maga ubemasa, and the reason the Mishnah chaz it over that the nazir is not migaleach on Revi'ah's dam was to show that even b'maga b'masa, even not by, which is the opposite of what we just said with regards to the chatzi kavatzomas or roiva kavatzomas. We chaz it over roiva kavatzomas to teach me that roiva kavatzomas is mitame b'maga b'masa. We chaz it over Revi'ah's dam to teach me that the nazir is not migaleach b'Revi'ah's dam, even b'maga u'b'masa. Will return as Hashem to this machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish in the beginning of tomorrow's daf, and we're really getting towards crawling towards the end of the aholah sugyas here and the end of Masechtas Nasa. But just to speak out, one ha'ara and then another ha'ara that's me'inyan le'inyan ba'isaya inyan that's negeya, not necessarily today's daf, but really all the dafim that we're learning right now, and just taking this sugya as the opportunity to go through these inyanim related to Tumas Meis and Tumas Kayanim and Tumas Nazir, etc., etc. And that is an epic Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. So the Chassam Sofer is in Yeridaya. It's in Tshuva Shin Lamed Zayin. And it was written with regards to a very, very specific Shaila. But like with many Tshuvas from the Chassam Sofer, it's really a Hoira L'Dairis. So this is a precedent type tshuva that is something that's tein l'chacham v'yech gamod. So there was a ma'aseh shehaya kachaya. There was a yid, he was a kayan, and he had a meeting with someone that he knew really, really well, an Eina Yehudi. So he's meeting this non-Jew in his chatzar, and as they're sitting, they're having coffee, suddenly he notices out of the corner of his eye, there's a matseva. The Chassam Sofer describes it as a matsevas even. This was a tombstone. It was made of stone. Mushkeves al poner. It was lying flat. Tmuna bekarkes achatzer. It was somewhat underneath the ground. V'hofcha al gaba. And it was upside down. Either way, so this kohen gets up and he looks at the matseva. V'nimtza kosov aleha. And he read it and it said the following. Poi nitman. Right here is nitman. Ish hagun. Reb Zecharia ben Reb Yedidya. Nifta be'erev yom kippurim shnas kuf nuntas. That is a yid. Reb Zecharia ben Reb Yedidya. He's an ish hagun. He passed away in the year kuf nuntas, which if he's keeping score is 1398. Erev yom kippurim. Now he's a kohen. He says, Rabbeinu shel olam, I'm going to be sakvaris. This is not Eliyahu Hanavi in Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Yudal. It's not Kivrei Yaakov, Yemetam, and Natmetam. He runs for his life, and he sends his Rav the Shaila, and he goes over to him and says, what am I supposed to do? And I meet this guy. This is a place that I frequent. In fact, the Eini Yehudi told him that, you should know, I have a Messiah. I heard this from my father, heard it from his father, heard it from his Zaydas, El Tzaydas. This used to be a Beis HaKfar Shel Yehuda. This whole neighborhood is off limits. He has to sell his house now. He's rebuttal. I don't even know what to do. He sent it to the Rav. The Rav also wasn't so sure what to do. So he sent the Shaila to Maron Rachke Bahag, the Chassam Sofer. And this was the question that was asked to the Chassam Sofer, that you have here an Eini Yehudi who claims to have a Messiah, that his little neighborhood, this cul-de-sac, and this development was once upon a time a Beis HaChayim, going back literally to the 14th century, and there's Kayhanim that live in this area, and the question is, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, like what are you supposed to do? And there's a Shtigl Raglayim, Ludovic, there was a Matseva that was found. Poi Nitman Ish Hagun Rabbeinu Chayim Rabbeinu Yedidin Niftim Erevim Kippur Kuf Nun Tes. So the question is, how do you go about this? So the emphasis is, there's two parts to this tshuva. The first part, which the Chassam Sofer discusses, second, is do we even believe this Eini Yehudi? Mechateisa, because he said that that's what happened. Who said that's what happened? Now, there's a smoking gun, right? You have a matseva here, which would seem to lend a lot of credibility to what it is he's saying. A before, mechateisa. Maybe it was brought there. You don't know for sure. Something went down here. The Chassam Sofer in his time says that this story happened 415 years ago. So even in the Chassam Sofer's times, this was an alta maisa. So, you know, things happen over hundreds of years. So, mehechetes. But that's really a sugya that when you're learning the nemanis of an Eini Yehudi, the sugyas of Eidachanam and Bisurim, sugyas in the end of Masechtas Yevamos, beginning of Gittin, that's not for now. What we need now is the other part of the tshuva. And that is, so you have here, let's say, a Beis HaKfaris that at the time was over 400 years old. Does a kohen really have to be worried about walking in a Beis HaKfaris like that? Like, what are you concerned about? What do you think might be there? I understand, once upon a time, people were buried there, but this is not a current Beis HaKvaros anymore. This is an old, old Beis HaKvaros. For sure, undisputable, no one's been using this Beis HaKvaros for hundreds of years. So the question then becomes, what's the chashash? What's there? Let's talk this through. Is there a full mace there? Of course not. In Svar, I mean, it could be, maybe there was a big tzaddik that was buried there, but you don't have to be chayish for that. So to think that there's a full mace there is kemat not mistaber. You have Kzayis Basim and Ames. There's no Kzayis Basim and Ames. What's the chances that there would be a piece of Basar? It's not possible. Dam, there's not going to be any Dam there. It's all going to be gone. You have Atzomis. The Atzomis also decompose. And being that Atzomis decompose, it's not Mistaba that there are Atzomis. Now there's Halach of Meloy Tarvid Rekev, which is really decomposed bones, that even if they're in dust form, they still have the ability to be metama. But the Chasam Sofer said that that's also for sure not a factor here. The reason that's for sure not a factor is because we had a whole daf where the Gemara discussed the Kitzah Shulchan Aruch of Meloy Tarvid Rekev. It has to be Nikvar Arum, it has to be a Kevish Al Shayish, any galgalim, even if there's any little thing would be mavatal. So the chances of there being a rekiv shaila here is also kamat not negeya. Maybe the luz bone, right? The luz bone. Chasam Sofer discusses that. And the Chasam Sofer says we know the luz is not matama. Now it's actually interesting because the Chasam Sofer really doesn't just simply say the luz is not matama. That's what Rabbi W.O. Weiss would have liked maybe the Chasam Sofer to say. But it's not what he says. He doesn't bring the Shelas Yaivitz, but he's mafalful a little bit. But he says at the end of the day, the luz is pachas mi'atzim kesa'ira. So he's not worried about the luzbon. So if you think about it, what really could there be? What are you worried about? And by the way, even though matzevas, we're going to see this in the next couple of days on matama, and there's something called tumas kever. But that's only if there's a mace there. If there's no mace there, there's no problem. So at the end of the day, there's no mace. Last time somebody was buried here was 400 years earlier. What are you worried about? There's nothing there. So if there's nothing there, what's the problem? But a kohen can't walk into a Beis HaKvaros that 500 years ago had mace? That's of course not true. So what's the problem? What could possibly be the issue? So the Chasam Sofer said that as much as we know b'metzias, that the nature of a body is that it decomposes with time, and we have the luz bone that Chazal told us, that's mamish, it's banu ba'ish of a mind. But ordinarily, that's not the way it is. But he says, there's two Chazals that are mavur not that way. Number one, he brings the Gemara Masech Tisnida, Daf Samach Aleph. The Gemara says that in the times of Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Chananya, that's the great Tana Rabbi Yeshua, who lived circa Churban Bayesheni, Matsu Bar, they found a pit that was Malei Atzamos, it was filled with bones. And they did a little bit of an investigation, and they found out that this pit came from the bones of the chalolim that were killed during the times of Gedalia ben Achikam, which was circa Churban Bayis Rishon, which is about 500 years earlier. So you see, said the Chasam Sofer, that there were atzamos that survived 500 years. Says the Chasam Sofer, they were all loose bones? It's not mistaken. So you see that it's shayach for atzamos to survive. He brings a medrash that Tosfos quotes in Bava Metzia Daf Ayin Aleph, where the Gemara, the medrash over there talks about the Mesa Yecheskel. So Yecheskel, we know, in the Navi of the Atzamas Yevashis, and the medrash brings a Shita, and this is mentioned per Chelik, that who were the Mesa Yecheskel? They were the Bnei Ephraim that left Mitzrayim 30 years before Yetzias Mitzrayim, and they're around 1,000 years later in the times of Yecheskel, the Atzamas Yevashis. So you see that Atzamas could survive. So to simply say that we know Atzamas decompose, and the only etzim that survives is the luzbo is not true. Because you see in Chazal, right? Chasam Sofer is not interested with science. In Chazal, you see two Mekairis, Mefurish. You have Nida Daf Samach Aleph, and you have Bamatzia Daf Ayin Aleph, where you find that there were Atzamas that survived hundreds, if not 1,000 or so years. So it's Shaykh for Atzamas to survive. So you can't just dismiss an old cemetery and say, what are you worried about? There's nothing there anyways. No, it's something that you very much have to be concerned with. Zokta Chasam Sofer, but the Teretz is Pashit, and Emetz is, Umat Tzorich L'Rai, everything I'm saying now, it's all the Rav Chedam Ilsa, right? It's Geschmack. Oh, but Emetz is, Umat Tzorich L'Rai, it's a Mefurish Gemara. Where's this Mefurish Gemara? It's a Gemara Mesech de Shabbos, Taf Kufnun Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara tells a fascinating story. The Gemara says, Hani Kfu Loi, they were workers, these were diggers, Tavikafli Be'arad Rav Nachman, they were working for Rav Nachman. So we know Rav Nachman was a great segvir. He was Chasna, the Beinasi, he was the Edom by the Reish Kalusa. There's different Gemaras where he has workers and he has a whole staff. Either way, so these are the Kfuloi of Rav Nachman, and they were digging inside one of Rav Nachman's properties. As they're digging, all of a sudden, Nachar Bahu. All of a sudden, they hear a sound. They look closer, and it was Rav Achoy Bar Yoshia. Now, Rav Achoy Bar Yoshia wasn't alive. He was already la'achar kfurasai, and all of a sudden he starts groaning. They got scared. Also, unrelated to Rav Nachman, they come running to Rav Nachman. Nachar ben Gavra, there's someone who's groaning from the ground. Also, so Rav Nachman came. Amalei, he told him, "My niumar, who are you?" Amalei, he told him, "I'm Achoy Bar Yoshia, Achoy Bar Yoshia." Amalei, so Rav Nachman tells Achoy Bar Yoshia, "V'lav Amem Rav Mori." Didn't Rav Mori say, "Asidi tzadikim tahave afra," that even the tzadikim after they die, their body turns into afar. His body was b'shleimus. The Buddha's given nas for the mikveh. So he told him, "I don't understand. This doesn't make any sense." Rav Nachman couldn't understand it. How is it possible such a mitzvah? Amaleis. Now he told him, "Umani Mari. Who's this Mari that you're quoting?" So again, Rav Nachman's having a conversation with Achoy Bar Yoshia, who's not alive. He's in his caver, but he's b'shleimus. And he's quoting to him chapter and verse. He says, "I heard from Rav Mari that this is not the way it's supposed to be." He says, "Who's this Rav Mari?" But one thing I know about, Doliadanale, Amalei. So Rav Nachman said, "Listen, I say you don't know Rav Mori. Abba Hakroksiv. The emes is it's a pasuk." And Rav Mori, when he said his chiddush, he backed it up by a pasuk. It's a pasuk that in Koheles it says, "V'yashayv ha'afar ala aretz kishahaya." Man was created from afar, and one day he's going to return to afar. So it's a mafurish pasuk. Amalei. So Rav Achoy told Rav Nachman, "Dakayach Koheles le'akayach mishle." I don't know who your rebbe was, but whoever taught you Koheles never taught you mishle. Because the pasuk says urikavat somayis kina, it says urikavat somayis kina, and he darshened as follows: kol mi sheyesh loy kina beliboy atzmoisav markiven. Someone that has kina beliboy, someone that walks around with jealousy, atzmoisav markiven. Of a kol sheim loy kina beliboy, ain atzmoisav markiven. But somebody that doesn't have kina, his atzamos are not going to be markif. Meaning it's true, there's a pasuk that says, "V'yashayv ha'afar ala aretz kishahaya." But that's only for someone that has kinah. But someone that doesn't have kinah, that person is not going to turn into afar. Utzurukav atzamos kinah. Either way, the Gemara continues over there, ayin sham. Besedach sam soifer, it's a mafurish Gemara, where the Gemara says that although atzamos decompose, but you know what causes atzamos to decompose? What is the thing that triggers that chemical reaction that after a person dies, all of a sudden his atzama is decomposed? It's kinna. Urikav atzama is kinna. So if a person has kinna while he's alive, then when he dies, his atzama is not going to go. But if a person didn't have kinna while he was alive, then he's going to maintain his atzama. So he says, you have to say that the Bnei Ephraim and all those Mason from Gedaliah ben Achikam, they didn't have kinna. And because they didn't have kinna, they didn't have urikav atzama is kinna. That's why there was no problem. But the fact that usually if a person would go and he would reinter a body and there would be nothing there, maybe it's because there was kinna. Kinna is what's gairim these atzamos to decompose. So the Chasam Sofer says that if somebody walks into a Beis HaKfar, it's an old Beis HaKfar, you can't assume there's no atzamos there. You have no right to assume that. The reason is because what do you mean for Yosheva? No, but that's only if there's kinna. Urikav atzamos kinna. So do you know whether these people had kinna? They didn't have kinna. Sasha Negei, the Shaila, the Chasam Sofer, what was the Shaila? Shaila was this Kohen, who's in the chatzar of this guy, and all of a sudden he finds this tombstone that says, "Poi Nitman Ish Hagen Reb Chaim Reb Yedidin Niftah Be'er of Yom Kippur in the year 1398, Kuf Nun Tes." So the Chasam Sofer says a Dover Nifla. He says that as it relates to this person, he says, "I'll tell you the truth. I don't know who Reb Zechayim Reb Yedidya was. Aba Adarabba, if you're asking me, Oiki Hai Gavra Reb Zechayim Reb Yedidya Becheskes Kashas. I think we have a chiv to be Oiki this person Becheskes Kashas Lehoyu by Kinna, that he didn't have Kinna, for Le Nirkav Batzmoisav, his Atzomis were a Nirkav, and as a result, you have to be Chayish, that there may be a mace over there." I always had this hergish when learning this Chasam Sofer, that you can imagine there was a Yid who was Reb Chaim Reb Yedidya, who we don't know anything about. He passed away in the 1300s, and then one day he gets a call, they're bringing him into Azal Lichtige Gan Eden. He's getting upgraded wherever he is. Ba'amud Asi, the Chasam Sofer just wrote in a tshuva, he just paskined on you that you had no kinna, and that you were a cheskes kashus. Mamash Adavan Noir, who was this Yid that was zoicha to this line in the Chasam Sofer? That the Chasam Sofer said, "Oiki hai gavi Reb Zechayib Reb Yedidya b'cheskes kashus. Shloi hoyu b'kinna v'loi nirkevu atzmoisa." Mamash a psak from the Hilgich Samsoi, but Akoponim. So this Yid, Rav Zechariah ben Yudah, said, I don't know who he was, but he has a Cheskes Kashris. And I'm not going to say that he had no kinna, that he had kinna since Mestab, he had no kinna. If that's the result, you're a Kohen, you can't go there. He says one Dovah Neira afterwards. He says, the only Ha'ara I could hear, maybe, you're going to say that maybe he wasn't such an Ish Hagun, is because the Matzeva says that he was Nifta be'Erev Yom Kippur. And the Gemara says in Ksubas Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Beis that if someone dies on Erev Yom Kippur, it's a Simin Ra. Because he came so close to getting the Kapara of Yom Kippur. So he died on Erev Yom Kippur. But listen to this line. He says, however, Ein Lemeidim Midivri Agada, Elu L'Schus V'Loi L'Chaifa. He says, when it comes to Divri Agada, you only can learn Schus, you can't learn L'Chaifa. I once showed this to an Adam Gadol. This is a very chash of a line. Ein Lemeidim Midivri Agada, Elu L'Schus V'Loi L'Chaifa. That you can't take out Chaiva from Agada. The Agada you can take out Schus, you can't take out Chaiva. So the fact that you find in Divri Agada that Meis Be'erev Yom Kippur, right, it says Meis Be'matzi Yom Kippur, it's Neira, because that means the person died with Slicha Mechila. But if he dies in Erev Yom Kippur, then he brings in parentheses, this is in the Tshuva, it says, V'shamati B'shem Agoyin Rav Sholem, Zatzal Farish, the Gabi Tzadik, Havi Kol Yoy Matzi Yom Kippur. Right, Meis B'matzi Yom Kippur is a simon, it's a good sign, because it means that if a person dies a tzadik is always Matzi Yom Kippur. She Esmol Shav Yoy Mechel Lefnei Moisa. Because yesterday you probably did tshuva, like Chazal say, you should do tshuva one day before you die. V'harosh, but the rosh is always a Meis B'erev Yom Kippur. He said, V'divrei Pichachim Chen, the Chassam Sofer brings this in parentheses in the tshuva. But the bottom line is, this is what the Chassam Sofer says. L'maisa, at the end of the tshuva, he came out and he said that it was mutter for this Kohen to be in the Chatzar, but not because he believed that that Tzomis of Reb Zechariah ben Yedidia would have been Nirkav, because to the contrary, Oiki Aigav Reb Zechariah ben Yedidia B'cheskes Kasha Shaloi Hayabaykina V'loi Nirkavu Atzmoisav. But at the same time, we're basing this all on the Eidos of this Eini Yehudi, and it was because of the nemanus of who it is that was saying it, that other sugya that we said is not really negayos, it was based on that he said it was a problem. But I just want to end with one other ha'ara, oichet achsam soifer, that he references here, but there's a mefurish achsam soifer, that's the rest of the story, and that is, in the sugya here of atzomois, yeah, decomposing, not decomposing, the luz, and rukav atzomois kino, so achsam soifer quotes a gemara, mesecht is nida, tafchav dalad on the base. It's a Dvar Agada, but it's quoted here in the Chassam Soif in the middle of a festa tshuva. Tanya, Abishol Oimer, Abishol said, V'item Rabbi Yochanan. Some say it was Rabbi Yochanan that said this. Koivre Mason Hoyisi. I was a Koivre Mason. I used to work in a cemetery. That's what I did. It was Chavri Kadisha. Pam Achaz, one time, Ratzdi Achar Tzvi. Said, I saw a deer, and I started running after the deer. V'nechnasti b'kula shal meis. And I was running and running. I was chasing it, and it entered the thigh bone of a meis. Kulus is the thigh bone. Verats the acher of Sholish Parsois. And this thigh bone was like a tunnel. I was literally running after it for 3 Parsois. That's like a marathon. Utzvilo higati. I was never able to reach the tzvi. Obe v'kulus like kalsa. This thigh bone kept on going. I'm going. I gave up. I was pasha out of breath. So I turned around. When I came back at the other side of the kulis, Amruli, they told me, this kulis that you were running in, shall Oig Melech HaBashan Haisa. It was the kulis that belonged to Oig Melech HaBashan. So the Chassam Sofer brings us in the tshuva that you see you could have atzomis. Now this is Reif Minyan or Reif Binyan. I mean, not for Oig, but for, you know, the rest of us mortals. But the bottom line is, this is something that he quoted in this tshuva, where you see this Indian that you can have bones. Oh, but the emes is, what does this Gemara mean? This Gemara is Eino Yomer Elo Dershuni. So the Chassam Sofer, and this is a Chdushe Chassam Sofer al Hashas, it's a Masechtes Nida, Daf Chav Dal Ramabe says, what was Abishol saying? What's the pnimius of this Gemara? Again, Abishol, let's go with that Gersa, says, Koivre Mason O Yisi, I was a Koivre Mason. Said, I once saw a tzvi, and I ran after the tzvi, the hesh, right? I ran after the tzvi, and it entered a kulishal mace, and I ran after it for 3 parsois, but the tzvi outran me. I ran out of breath. The tzvi didn't run out of breath. I came out, and they told me that where you were running, this kulis, it was the kulis of Oig Melech HaBashan. Says the Chassam Sofer, Abishol referred to himself as a koivre mason. The pnimius is that, you know what he really was? He was someone that was being Makar V'chaykin. That's what he was doing. And the reason we refer to a Makar V'chaykin as a Koivre Mason is because Rishon B'chayeya Makruya Mason. Yechuna Kein HaMeinei Rishon Me'Aveira. Someone that's Meinei Rishon from doing an Aveira, someone like that is considered a Koivre Mason because that's what he's doing. He's removing the mace. He's taking this mace and he's turning it into a chay. Says the Chasam Sofer, I'm skipping a little bit. What did Abishol mean when he said, I saw a tzvi and I ran after the tzvi? He says, because we know, that the Abish is referred to as the tzvi. And Abishol said, the reason I was a Kaver Mason is because what I wanted was, I wanted to be Dovik to the tzvi. That's what I wanted. I wanted Shir Ashirim. I wanted Dveikis by Kadosh Baruch Hu. I wanted to be able to tap into the Toichai Rats of Ahava. And to do that, I understood that the greatest Dveikis that a person can achieve is almost counterintuitively by Dengzach with Rishayim and Fakir being a Kaver Mason, being in the Beis HaKfaris, right? That's where the biggest Taira is. That's where the biggest Kedusha is. That's where Shir HaShirim is. By being a Kaver Mason, that's what I did. Because I understood Doimed Doide Letzvi is Ratzdi Achat Tzvi, who a Kedusha, Lahasi Kedusha Saboiri is Barach, is Doimed Doide Letzvi. Ubame Yusag Yoiser. How could a person achieve Dveikus Bashem more? Ki im besakne es acherim. By being misakin other people. That line, that one line teaches up the Chasam Sofer for the Yodei Davar. But the bottom line is, what could a person do more to come to this Hasaga other than being misakin acherim? V'nechnasti b'kulis ames. And he said, to do that, I understood where I had to go. I had to go mamish, I had to go literally into the blotter. I went into the kulis ames. He says, why the kulis? Hu rosha balaveiro. It means mamish into the balaveiro. Ki kulis hu ayerech. It's the thigh, hamechuna lemishkol, which engages in tashmish, and right, it's the yerech that the guf is not a managuf. The yerech is always that aver that's referred to very much in the context of mishkol, in the context of taiva. See, he says he mamish went into the blotter, he went into the taiva, he went into the kulos ames. But what happened? He couldn't reach the tzvi. He tried very very hard, but he couldn't get it. Vine hu abishol rotz acharav gimel parsois. Until he was out of breath. And he turned around. But the Balataiva, he didn't turn around. He kept on going. You know what you see from here? That the Taiva that the Balavera has for Avera is Baltaiva outran Abishol is because as much as Abishol was the herring Shir HaShirim and he was feeling the Doimed Doide Letzvi and he was Ratz the Acherov and all he wanted was Kedusha, as Abishol we're talking about. Aber the Baltaiva's Taiva is given Gresse from Abishol's Sada Kedusha. He said because otherwise he would have caught him. And the reason he didn't catch him is because he didn't want it as badly as the Baltaiva wanted his Taiva. The reason the world is upside down is because the Balei Taiva want their Taivas more than the Balei Kedusha want their Kedusha. That's what the Chasam Sofer say. I'm not saying this. This is what the Chasam Sofer say. And you have to be Chasam Sofer to say it. But that's what he says. And he says, the emesis is an oimik over here. Vu al derech sheshamati mimoyi v'rabi agoyim ba'lafla. Neiro yod. Lafla was alive when he wrote this. Al pasik. The pasik says, michra kayoim es b'chayros chali. That Yaakov Avinu told Esav, michra kayoim es b'chayros chali. So everyone now wants to know, what does it mean michra kayoim? To be clear, like day, right? No, but what does it mean, Michra Kayoim? So the Chasam Sofer said, I was Mekabel for my Rebbe, that the Rebbe, the Afla, said, that what does it mean, Michra Kayoim? Because we know on that day, Chazal say, Esav HaRosha did 5 Averis. He was Bael Nair Meras, he did Shvichas Domim, he did all the Averis. And when Yaakov saw the Averis that Esav did, the Koyach that he had, the physical strength that he had to do the Averis, he understood that what was the Shoyrish of that? The Shoyrish was the Bechayra. And Yaakov said, I want that, not to use it for Taiva. Because if I would take those koiches that you're using for Taiva, and I would use it for Kedusha, could you imagine what I would be masik? So he said, Michro kayoim es b'chayr aschali. The reason I want you b'chayr is because of what you did today. Because today you're showing me what you can do with Azar b'chayr. So this is what Aflo says, I want to take your b'chayr, and I want to be able to use it l'tzad ha-kedusha. Because be'etzim, that Aflo said that if you want to know what the Koyach HaKedusha is, look at the Koyach HaTumah. Look at what's going on in the world. Look at 8 billion people and what they're building and everything that's going and the coming and going and etc., etc., etc. That gives you an idea of what we can do with Koyach HaKedusha. But he said the problem is, Shema Mino Sherav Tavosya Shabal Aver Laver Yosem Imachoya Tavosya Shabal Bashal Lirdav Achet Tzvi HaKedusha. He says the problem is Taivas outruns Kedusha. It's just the way it is. It doesn't have to be that way, but he said that is the way it is. And he says that's why the world looks the way it looks, and that was what Abishol was trying to teach us in this Gemara. Either way, it's mamish. It's one paragraph in Chedushei Chasam Sofer al Hashas. It's the Masechtes Nida, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. It's surrounded by some of the hardest shtiklachis. I'm sorry, but you know, Nida, like Nazar, is in the conversation of being the Nun of Ani. But the bottom line is, this is tucked away over here. Tremendous, tremendous Yisoides. But Al Kopanim, just a little, Me'inyan, Le'inyan, Baisa'inyan, and to end with a little bit of Panemius.